Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 35. Our drop date is Thursday, August 27th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Pete. You're not going to believe who we have on the show. It's Coley Williams.
Great to have you here, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. This is really awesome. I'm honored you guys have me on.
Well, this is great, and as we were talking before we started rolling, our first guest from South Carolina, so we've got another state represented. We're pretty fired up about that, too, sir.
That is awesome. That is awesome. I'm happy to be the first to rep South Carolina.
There you go. Hey, we also were talking about something kind of special that's happened for you, and this is the third time that you're going to be gracing the Grand Ole Opry for Josiah Music Awards, which are coming up here in September. Congratulations. You got three nominations this year?
I have three. I'm really excited about these. I dropped my first EP last year. So that EP got nominated for EP of the year. A song off of that got nominated for Song of the Year. Kind of an unexpected one, I will say that. I can talk about that a little later.
Well, it's one of them that we've got queued up. It's 90 yeah. Proof, correct? Yeah, all right. We're looking for that.
And then Music Video of the Year, which I've been nominated before, team up with a great local producer here that kind of guides me along that process, the music video.
All right. Producer.
And I'm really excited to get up to Nashville again. They say third time's the charm, so fingers crossed I get one this year.
We're hoping for the same thing, so we'll be rooting each other on while we're up there.
That's it.
So how did you get into the business, Coley? What kind of got you started and put you where you are today?
So that's a debate within my family, actually. Around Thanksgiving, it's a conversation of, who did the talent come from? My mom says her side. My dad says his. Somewhere there's a VHS tape of me in my grandpa's arms, just as a tiny baby, him humming some songs, and I'd try to hum it right back to him. So I'll say my grandpa that got me started in it. But
that's awesome.
It's the typical, you know, talent shows in school, starting out from preschool on to, as long as I can remember, over COVID kind of changed a little bit. I learned how to play guitar with, you know, all of the venues being closed for COVID. Me and my guitarist at the time, we couldn't play. So I was like, well, we're stuck in the house. I'm going to learn something. So I kind of picked up the rhythm guitar. My lead guitarist in my band now kind of helped me put a band together. And off to the races ever since.
Oh, that's awesome. It's interesting to hear you say that. I think COVID, for all the negatives that we had in COVID, I think there were, and we have found this with a number of the folks that we've talked to, use that time to learn the craft, to perfect what they're doing. So that was a lot of what you did during that time.
Yeah, that's, you know, and with the internet, all these different apps and programs, people that will help you. I was like, well, I've got the rhythm, so let me see if I can't make my fingers do what they need to do on the neck of the guitar. And sure enough, I'm by no means the best guitar player. I'm still learning. I still take my lessons in between shows. So I'm just evolving. I kind of fell in love with it and doing the full band performances. It's incredible.
It's got to be exciting, I'm sure, getting in front of the crowd and playing like that. You know, that's always, we've talked about this, Quarter Peep and I, with the other performers, that I do this because I want to stay involved in music.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to do what you're talking about. What's the feeling when you're playing and folks are really getting into your music?
it's incredible. That's I'll probably use that word a lot throughout this, but it's a feeling I can't describe. It's a rush. One of my favorite things that I never really understood until I started kind of writing my own songs. Mm-hmm. You have people that dance to the covers, the Neon Moons, you know, Should Have Been a Cowboy, Copperhead Road. You have people dance to those all the time. But when you see people get up and dance to a song that you put out, they may not know the lyrics, but they're feeling the music. That is something that touched me in a completely different way. I love singing covers, but having them dance and line dance to songs that you put out that you wrote, it's a whole different feeling. That's I can't describe it. It's awesome.
Absolutely awesome. Yeah. And congratulations for getting to that point. There are a lot of folks that want to, and you're doing it. So that's great.
It took a lot. And I'm still evolving as a songwriter. You're your own biggest critic. You look at it. I can't tell you how many times the trash can in my living room, right next to my writing station, just crumpled up pieces of paper, thrown in there where I'm. But then I let my friends read those verses, those lines, and they're like, "This could be something." Mm-hmm. So getting over that hump, I'm still trying to get over that, but I'm getting there. I'm excited about the future, the direction I'm heading.
Well, you almost try to be too much the perfectionist, don't you?
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Well, you're being recognized for what you're doing. And the first one that we've got queued up, Only Me to Blame. Music Video of the Year at the Josies. And obviously, you've had a couple of years of this experience to this point. So you're doing the right things.
It's a good feeling. The music videos are completely different than the songwriting process, the recording process. It's what I've learned about the music industry. It's all about a process.
Yes, it is.
You have the marketing side of it. You have the live show side of it, the songwriting. Everything's a process. And I'm learning. I'm evolving as I go. And I'm just hanging on for the ride and I'm enjoying it.
Well, tell us a little bit about the backstory of this one, Only Me to Blame. Where did this come from?
This is actually the first song that I was the solo writer on.
All right.
This was one I sat down and I was like, all right, what are country songs about? Like, let's do something fun. When I was putting together this EP, I wanted it to have a lot of different songs on it. Different styles that kind of represent me. And I'm like, what's one I can go play in some of these line dance clubs that I love playing in that people can just go have fun to? And this is one just kind of describes a crazy night that I'm sure everybody at some point has had, especially when you're doing live music. And I'm like, you know what? Let's just have a fun song. So it's not like a personal story or anything like that. It's one I've kind of actually got on FaceTime with a few buddies and was like, tell me your craziest stories. Yeah. I'm normally on the stage. So what are y'all's crazy stories? And I kind of put them together and put them into a song. And that's kind of how Only Me to Blame came up. The music video, I feel like the guys at Brando Jones Films, they did a great job of capturing that. Without me being the focal point. And
sure.
I wanted it to tell a story where I'm the band in that music video. I'm not the guy having the crazy night because these weren't my stories. These were my friends' stories. So I feel like the music video does a great job. This has been one of the crowd favorite songs that I never thought it would be. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm my biggest critic. So this being my very first solo write, That's an awesome feeling that people resonate with this song. They like this song. They have a good time listening to this one. It's easy to listen to. It's an awesome feeling.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on that. And folks, you're going to love this one. Give this a listen. Only Me to Blame from Coley Williams. We'll be right back. Oh, Coley. I tell you, I listen to that song and there are so many lines in there. This is going to have to become the See Willie theme song. From years past. Not now. Not now. We have to qualify that. I think I knew your friends.
Yeah, Dave, they've had some crazy times. That was back then too, from what they say.
There you go. Well, we'll all say that. Hey, we are with Coley Williams. We just heard "Only Me to Blame," the new See Willie theme song. We are going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back on the other side and talk a little bit about how Coley's writing these songs. We'll be right back.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative: Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Coley Williams. He's joining us from South Carolina. He just played us one of the great songs that we've had on the show, "Only Me to Blame." And Coley, you know, your music is kind of that traditional country. You're telling the stories that we can relate to. What does it look like when you're writing your music?
So one of my favorite things to do, and when I'm introducing these songs, when I play them live, I love co-writing. I love getting together with other writers and getting ideas. You know, I mentioned earlier, you're your own biggest critic, and that's a hump that I'm still trying to get over. So one thing that helps me out with that is bouncing ideas off of other people. So I don't really have an exact process. It's one of those where, you know, I've actually got a really good buddy of mine right down the street that's a great songwriter. And he comes to me and says, "Hey, man, you're out playing these songs live. I want people to hear them. So let's sit down. Let's write a song. Here's some bones. Here's a chorus. Here's a verse. Here's a couple lines. Let's put it together." And it's funny how songs kind of come together that way. But that's one of my favorite things to do. I love having the solo rights, having my name on that one as the solo writer. But it's really about, for me, a collaboration. That's my favorite thing to do when I'm writing. Yeah. What ideas do you have? We all live different lives. Let's put it all into a song.
Do you find that there are certain songs that come together quickly and there are other songs that you have to keep coming back to time and time again?
Yeah, actually, one that was nominated, we mentioned earlier, 90 Proof, was one that me and my buddy got together and I said, "Man, I need for this EP, I need a slow song. I need a traditional slow country song, a tear in my beer song." Country music tells a sad story better than any genre out there, in my opinion. Might be a little biased on that, but I said, "I need that. I don't have that yet. I need that kind of song." And so he kind of wrote the first verse, had the bones for the chorus, and 15 minutes later, through the voice memo app on your phone, 90 Proof came about. So a few touch-ups here and there, sending it to the band, letting them hear it. 15 minutes, 90 Proof came about.
Wow, and what a great testament to the good country song that you were looking for, because that one's nominated this year for Song of the Year.
Song of the Year. That was kind of a surprise one. You know, when you play live, it's all about keeping the energy up. That's what a lot of people want to hear, especially with the full band up there.
Sure.
So I was a little hesitant on 90 Proof. I knew it was a great song. I love the words. I like how the verses came together. But I'm like, how will this resonate live? And it's one of people's favorites. That, you know, when people ask me for a slow song because they're tired of doing line dances, let's do something a little slower. 90 Proof is my go-to. And it's funny, you know, when I posted that I was nominated for the Josies and 90 Proof was up for Song of the Year, people were commenting saying, "90 Proof's my favorite." People in my family, my aunt and uncle, they host the karaoke around Columbia. And when they're taking breaks, they play 90 Proof through the speakers because they love it. So it's
that's fantastic.
It's a cool feeling. Even though it's a slower song, people love it. And it's one of my favorites lyrically that I've written, and I'm honored to be a co-writer on it.
Well, and we know that the folks are about to listen to this. Yeah. It's gonna be one of their favorites too. Those nominated for Song of the Year, this is 90 Proof from Coley Williams.
Couple beers, couple cigarettes, trying to drown your memory, but it ain't working yet. I hope the next round is a little bit stronger. Each night it's the same old song, running out of time, the money's all gone, the band's packing up, but I just need a little bit longer. Cause I've been breaking down on this old bar stool, looking back at all the times you made me look like a fool. Like a knife to the chest, every breath it gets harder. Your joke's on me, it ain't too funny, never get bartender one more round. He says, no way, man, I'm closing down. I can call you a ride if you need me to. Trying to hate you in my mind, but there just ain't enough hours left in the night, I guess. Heading home, the only thing left to do. Cause I've been breaking down on this old bar stool, looking back at all the times you made me look like a fool. Like a knife to the chest, every breath it gets harder. The joke's on me, it ain't too funny. Never gave me a sign, I never saw it coming. But I know next time I'll be a little bit smarter. I'll drink away the thought of you with the help of this 90 proof. Take it all back if I could. Cause I've been breaking down on this old bar stool, looking back at all the times you made me look like a fool. Like a knife to the chest, every breath it gets harder. Joke's on me, it ain't too funny. Never gave me a sign, I never saw it coming. But I know next time be a little bit smarter.
Yes, sir.
Woo-hoo!
Coley Williams, 90 proof. I understand why that's being played so many times in so many places. That's such a classic song. It's just such a great sound.
It's definitely got that tear in your beard kind of song that yeah, country music does so well.
Very relatable, and one of those that you just want to keep hearing. You know, that's okay. Whenever that plays, all right, I'm listening.
One fun fact about that song and Only Me to Blame is, and I like to give credit to my band, they played on that song, on both of those songs. So that was not studio musicians. I wanted to give my band a chance to go into the studio. And that's a really cool thing that I like to say at live shows is give those guys credit. They killed it. This Studio 101 in Greenville, South Carolina. We traveled up there. It's about an hour and a half away from us here in Columbia, and they killed it. Like, it's so I got to give credit where credit's due to my band on Only Me to Blame and 90 Proof for playing the track on that one.
That's absolutely awesome. And kudos to you for keeping your guys involved.
I love it. We're a family. We do it together. Not just my core guys, but even I've been fortunate enough to build up a really good community of fill-in players.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. I can call on them. They're excited to play with me. Like, I can call on them and they take the time to learn the originals. And so my community, I'm truly blessed. That's the best way to put it. Between my core guys and all of my fill-in, my backup musicians, they are in my corner 110%. And I couldn't be more thankful.
That says a lot about you as a performer as well, and congratulations. There's a lot of folks that don't get to that level. So very, very good on your part. We are with Coley Williams. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about how you can find where he's going to be. So everybody open up the notes app on your phone. We are going to get a lot of information when we come back on the other side.
Sconi golf shoes. They're built for every lie and engineered for every swing. Stylish, comfortable, and I'm going to credit them for taking a few strokes off my scorecard. Lord knows I can't credit my swing. But seriously, these are golf shoes that don't look like golf shoes. They're cool. If you want a game changer out on the course this season, get yourself a pair. And if you enter the promo code VCS, you'll get 15% off your purchase. Sconi Golf Shoes. That's Sconi, SKONI.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Coley Williams. We have been having a great evening with Coley. And some fun stuff happening. Coley, I know the folks that are listening to this show tonight are going to say, hey, I got to hear more from him. Where do they find you?
So the best place to go to start with, I'm on all social media platforms. The one I'm probably the most active on is Facebook. I post all my events there where I'm going to be playing announcements. Just type in Coley Williams Music. You can find me there. Might look a little different. I normally wear my cowboy hat when I'm on stage. So might look a little different, but it's Coley Williams Music, spelled C-O-L-E-Y, just like it sounds. There I've got all my links. My website is currently being built. So I'm excited about that. That'll have my merch store. I'm really excited about this kind of stuff. It'll have links to all my socials, Spotify, Pandora, wherever, Apple Music, wherever you get your music, you can find me there. Just search up Coley Williams.
Expect a lot of hits after this.
Yeah.
This is, it's really been enjoyable to hear your music. The genuine passion behind it is awesome. And we've got one more queued up that we're fired up about too, and that's Break My Heart. Talk to us a little bit about this one.
So Break My Heart, it's crazy how music industry is all about connections. And my lead guitarist is from Virginia. He was in a band up there back in the day. He said, hey, I've got a songwriter that was actually played keyboard in my band up there. I want you to meet him. So I actually introduced myself for the first time at the Josies a few years ago, my first time getting invited. And we said, hey, let's write a song together. So between his schedule and mine, you know, playing every weekend, it took a little time to get it put together. We came up with the lyrics and we experimented. We sat on it for a little bit, experimented with a few different ways, how we wanted these lyrics to come together and the sound we wanted. We knew we had great lyrics. We were just looking for that sound that we wanted.
Sure.
And we played around with it some. I bounced it off some people here, bounced it off the guys in the band. I go to them for a lot of things. And we kind of settled on one, and that's where we went with it. And I feel like it fits my style to a T. I love the song. Love the way it came together. Different. It's a different style than my buddy Danny, who helped me write this song. But I think that's the beauty of music. Two different styles can come together and put this song out. And I'm really excited about this song. My first song recorded in Nashville. So using the studio players, I'm really excited about this song, y'all.
All right. You all are going to be too. You're going to enjoy this one. This is Break My Heart from Coley Williams.
Here we go again, round and round with these games. Usually I'm a mess, it's always the same. You don't know which way to go and it's tearing me apart. But this'll be the last time you break my heart. Start. Bring me up easy. up the pieces and start moving on. Tell my mind and my heart that you're really gone. You turn leaving me into a work of art. But this'll be the last time you break my heart.
Coley Williams, Break My Heart. I am going to steal a line from Porter Peep on this, Coley. I don't know if you have seen the show before, but you know that in pretty much every one of these shows, Porter Peep brags that that one's going to be on my playlist. This one's going to be on my playlist. That is just a fantastic tune. Just absolutely love
Thank
that.
You. Thank you. That one is, I love how that one came together.
Yeah.
It's, it's hard to pick one of your favorites. They're all my favorites, but right now that one's my favorite. It's the new one, you know, but I love the way that song came together. It's one, you know, you're driving down the road, windows yes. down, and you're just cranking.
No question. No question. That's exactly how that makes you feel. Well done, sir. Very, very well done. And what a pleasure it's been to have you on the show tonight. Thank you so much for taking some time with us.
Yeah. Thank y'all so much for having me. This has been awesome. So thank y'all for what you do for independent musicians as well. It's given us a platform to come on and talk about what we do. So thank y'all so much.
Thank you. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Ashley Puckett.
All right. We're looking forward to talking with Ashley. That is a wrap on tonight's show. We had a blast tonight with Coley Williams. Coley, thank you again for joining us.
Thank y'all so much.
Hey, folks out there, if you've got some folks like Coley that you would like us to be talking to, don't hesitate to drop us a message, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's how you can get in touch with us. And if you want to know what we're going to be doing, because a lot of fun things happening here in a couple of weeks at the Josie's and in Nashville, I'm sure that we're going to get in some trouble. There will be a lot out there on that website. It's vehiclecitysound.com. You can follow us, tell where we're going to be and what we're going to be doing. We appreciate all the support you're giving to artists like Coley. We appreciate everything that you're doing for us. And hey, everybody, do good things.